Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Jesus Christ asked a very important question in Luke 18 and verse 8. I'd like to begin there today. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We can look at these together. Luke 18 and verse 8. We have a few passages that we'll look at. And Jesus Christ here asks a very important question, and it pertains to all of us. He says, "When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? That's a great question. Clearly, Jesus Christ knew that faith would be in very short supply when he returns. So this is a question for us. How about you? Do you have faith? Do you have faith? Jesus Christ wants to know, is he going to find faith on the earth? What is faith anyway? Let's look at the Bible definition of faith and try to get a little more insight into this very important topic. Hebrews 11 is often referred to as the faith chapter, and it has some great examples for us to look at, including a definition of faith, and we find that in Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Here's how God defines faith. "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Substance can read assurance. Assurance. Now, in other words, we can believe what God promises in the Bible. Now, a blind faith would be believing something that God has not promised. Sometimes people will say, well, I have faith that such and such will happen, or I have faith that, you know, it'll work out this way or that way. Well, unless we can see that God promises it in the Bible, well, we don't know. We have to see what God promises. We can have faith in his promises. We can have assurance in that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Notice this quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, Lesson 13. This is a free Bible correspondence course, and it's at thetrumpet.com. You can sign up for it there if you haven't already, and certainly we'd recommend you do that. It's a great course, and it gets into so many topics, including the topic of faith. The quote reads, "Simply put, faith is trusting God to perform what he has promised to do in his word, in his way, and in his time." Now, that's where it can be a little more challenging, you know, where we have to have patience to let God work it out his way and in his time. Now, we need faith if we are to please God. We can read this here in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we can begin to kind of look at this a little more specifically. How much faith do we have? Well, how diligently do we seek God? How diligently do we look into his word and really see what he says? The word seek means to seek out, search for, investigate, scrutinize, crave, require. You know, do we study the Bible in that way where we have a question and we're looking for some direction, and so we really seek out, we diligently seek out what God's word says. We really investigate, we really scrutinize with the intention of then having action based upon what we read. Now, that's something that not a lot of people do. You know, a person with faith, they're going to put a lot of effort into their relationship with God. They're going to pray and they're going to study. They're really going to look into the Word of God. They're going to scrutinize it. They're going to require an answer there and ask God for that and see what His Word says and then seek to apply what they read. So a person without faith wouldn't be very diligent in their relationship with God, and they would put time into other interests. What do they diligently seek? Well, we live in a very materialistic world, and most people are interested in the material things, material pursuits, and that takes top billing. And they don't have a lot of time left for God and for His Word. And that's just, again, a general state of things. I mean, that's not everybody, of course, but there's a lot of people that are that way, and we've got to examine ourselves. You know, even if a person talks about God a lot, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're actively studying His Word and implementing it into their lives. Specifically, we can think about some of the commandments of God. I mean, what about the Sabbath commandment? How many people keep the Sabbath holy each week? How many have the faith to keep the holy days every year? You know, how many have really diligently read into it and scrutinized it with the intent to follow God's Word? That's a question to ask. It's interesting. We can get, you know, pretty specific when we look at the commandments of God. Again, notice what faith is. This is, again, from Lesson 13. All the quotes today come from this lesson. It says, faith is the assurance that what God promises in His Word, He will perform. But before you can know what God will perform, you must first know what God promises. And here is one reason why so many lack faith today. They are not familiar with God's promises and have not searched the Scriptures to learn God's will. They haven't really scrutinized it. They haven't really required an answer from God. They haven't investigated. They haven't sought out for themselves. Typically, people will believe what others say, you know, whatever group or community they grew up in. They say, well, that's what everyone always says, and they'll just go in that direction. But this is a different mindset here. This is really looking into God's Word, to seeing what God says in His Word and seeing what His will is, and then going out to do that. Now, that's a person that's walking by faith. As we read in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, and we have to not only believe in God in terms of His existence, but we have to believe what He says. And God says there that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And they're really digging into God's Word. They're looking for His will. And then they're going to go forward and strive to follow that direction. That takes faith to do that, especially when the world in general is going the opposite direction. Notice Titus 1. We'll come back to Hebrews here in a minute, but let's just notice something from Titus 1 and verse 2. Here's something we can really be thankful for. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God cannot lie. So if we read it in His Word, we can 100% believe it. We can believe it. God can't lie. That's a wonderful truth. That's a wonderful truth. It's amazing to know and believe and understand that God can't lie. We live in a world where there's a lot of lying. You know, Satan is the god of this world. It talks about that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. And again, he's a liar and a murderer. He lies. And so everything we see, typically, you know, there's a lie to it. You know, you can watch a commercial on television and they promise all sorts of things, but you know it's not quite as good as what they're promising in most cases. Our society is just a society filled with lies. God's not that way. God cannot lie. God tells the truth constantly, 100%, always. Notice again, correspondence course, lesson 13. It says, God is perfect, possessing holy and righteous character. He cannot lie, and we just read that. We can have absolute confidence, positive faith, that God will always do whatsoever He has promised. Many people make the mistake of confusing faith with emotions. They try to work up faith, which to them means an emotional feeling. But that is not faith. That is a feeling. A worked up feeling does not show that you have faith. Faith has only to do with God's word. And that gets back to what I was saying earlier. You know, there are times where people will talk a lot about God, but do they keep his word? We've got to know what God's word is and then keep it. Faith has only to do with God's word, it says. The one question is, and here's the question, here's the thing we've got to think about when it comes to faith. Has God promised it in the Bible? The one question is, has God promised it in the Bible? It says, and if he has, then probabilities or possibilities or feelings or convictions and impressions and all that have absolutely not one thing or the other to do with faith. How we feel about it, how somebody else feels about it, it doesn't have anything to do with faith. Faith has to do with one thing. Has God promised it in the Bible? We know God can't lie, and if he's promised it in the Bible, we can believe him. We can believe him. It says God's definition of faith may be summed up this way. Faith is assurance that God's word is true, that his promises are sure, and that it is impossible for God to lie. This assurance, this reliance on God's word, this confidence is faith. And faith is a word that is used often, especially in religion, and it can become murky in people's minds. What does that mean? And usually people think it's some sort of a feeling. You know, it's an emotion, but that's not what it is. It's belief in God's word. Assurance that God's word is true, that his promises are sure, and that it is impossible for God to lie. This assurance, this reliance on God's word, this confidence is faith. Notice a few examples of faith back in Hebrews 11. Just a few examples. There's quite a few you can go through. They're educational. They're inspiring. Hebrews 11 and verse 7, it says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen. So how many things can we read in the Bible that are warnings about things that we haven't seen yet? You know, do we know what those prophetic warnings are? We need to be studying our Bibles to know that. Of course, there's a lot written there at thetrumpet.com and videos and other things as well that talk about prophecy and teach about that. But do you know what those prophetic warnings are? And then do you act accordingly? You know, Noah, he was warned of God of things that hadn't happened yet. They weren't seen yet. So he believed God, even though looking around, he didn't see a flood at that time. Other people obviously didn't think there'd be anything happening. Christ talked about that. You know, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came. I mean, they were just living it up and going their ways. And of course, they were doing that in a lawless way. That's why it was a problem. But they just continued on. And then all of a sudden, they were killed in a flood. But Noah believed God even before that flood came. He believed him, and not only did he believe him, he got busy acting on that belief. Correspondence Course Lesson 13 says, notice that Noah did something. Noah had his part to do before he could receive God's promise of salvation from the flood. You know, just consider, if God told Noah, look, there's a flood coming, you need to build an ark, and Noah said, I believe you, that is something that I do believe, and then he didn't get busy building an ark, would he have been spared? Of course not. He would have drowned with everybody else. But he had to do something. And he did. Faith with works, right? Works that are based upon faith. If there's a warning in the Bible, then we have to act accordingly. Noah did something. Faith and actions, it says. Obedience, they go hand in hand. It's not enough to just say we believe something. Our actions have to show that we do. And that's where it gets a little more realistic, I suppose, or, you know, it cuts away that sort of murkiness that we might have about faith. where it's like, okay, well, if we see God says it in his word, then we have to have actions based on that. That's a living faith. And Noah did that, saved his family, saved himself. Notice Hebrews 11 and verses 8 through 10. Here's an example of Abraham. Of course, he was one that had a lot of faith, and there's a lot recorded about him in the Bible. Very remarkable man. It says, by faith, verse 8, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. You know, he just got going. He went, even though he didn't know exactly where he was going. And, you know, he just had to trust God. Now, he didn't just take off on his own and start wandering around. God told him to do these things, and he followed suit. Verse 9, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. You know, God promised him many wonderful things, but they weren't fulfilled the next day. You know, it took time, and Abraham showed faith and obedience over years. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I mean, it's really amazing. You think about what Abraham did there, and he was going on faith. He believed God. He believed what he said. And then he acted accordingly. He raised his whole family. He moved his whole family according to what God told him to do. It's quite an example of faith. Correspondence Course Lesson 13. It says, in making his original promise to Abraham, God conditioned it upon obedience, and Abraham obeyed. He left his native land, his friends and relatives, his old way of life. He forsook all and followed where God led. What an example. You know, he just believed God, and he followed where God led him. And he was doing it in a very practical way, moving his feet to a certain location because God told him to, not just sitting back and saying, yeah, I believe God. He was doing something. You know, it says Abraham had faith. He simply did what God told him to do and trusted God with the outcome. That's amazing. You know, how about us? How about us? Are we like that? Are we like Abraham? Are we like Noah? We first have to diligently look into God's word to see what God says, and then do it, and then follow it. And then we can move forward in faith. And certainly we need to ask God for more of that faith as well. We know that faith comes through the power of God's Spirit, and that's something that is a topic to get into. We don't have time to get into it today, but you can read about that in this Correspondence Course Lesson 13. We do need to go further and have the faith of Jesus Christ in us. But we need to believe what God says. We need to, first of all, know what he says, and then we need to follow it. Noah did that. Abraham did that. Jesus Christ, of course, did that when he was on this earth. And he asked that pivotal question there that we read about in Luke 18 and verse 8, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And the answer is, yes, he will, because it's prophesied that he will. But it's going to be a very small group of people. And you can be part of that by having the faith that is needed to follow God, to obey him. And again, it's important that we understand what faith is. What faith is. Faith is assurance that God's word is true, that his promises are sure, and that it is impossible for God to lie. This assurance, this reliance on God's word, this confidence is faith. You can read a lot more about this in Lesson 13 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's free. Please sign up for it at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.